is Lord.
Good singing, choir. Hallelujah. He is a mighty good God. Praise the Lord. You ever met somebody that was talking good about somebody that was close to you or maybe one of your family members or, especially a parent, somebody, a compliment your child, makes you feel good, don't it? I always love when I go out places. We're in Neosho on the way back from Arkansas and got to stop in there at Bible Holiness and just good to be with friends and family and hearing compliments about our pastor and compliments about our church. It makes you feel good. You know what I like more, Brother John? I like to hear good things about the Lord. There's something about being reminded about the God we serve. You know, we hear so much about what He isn't and how limited He is and why He's the cause of every wrong thing in the world and how He's not real and He you know, but it's just good to be reminded about how good He is. Amen. That's something I've always appreciated about Wednesday night services here at Union Road is you can leave encouraged in the midweek because somebody's always singing something, saying something, or preaching something that lifts up the Lord. Hallelujah. And so tonight, I just want to say thank you, choir, for reminding us about how good our God is. Hallelujah. Amen. It'd be all right if we went home singing, Brother Dale. He's a mighty good God. It'd be all right if we woke up tomorrow morning, Sister Victoria, singing, He's a mighty good God. Hallelujah. Amen. It'd be all right tomorrow on the assembly line, men, if you started belting out a few lines of He's a mighty good God. Go ahead and remind the enemy, amen, how good our God is. And let's just give Him the praise and glory that He's worthy of. Can we go ahead and worship Him tonight? Hallelujah. He's a good God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Lord, You're our healer. Hallelujah. Lord, You're our Savior, our provider. Glory to the Lamb. You're the one who delivered us. You're the one who baptizes us in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Oh, You're a mighty good God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles tonight to the book of Nehemiah chapter number 8. Book of Nehemiah chapter number 8. Pastor got with me today and let us know that they would be heading to see Micah and the family and Sister Livia and the baby and asked if we would cover for him tonight. He wanted to extend the information. We will continue our Bible study in the book of John this next Wednesday. All right, so he wanted to let you know that. Also, all of our men and young men, we've got our men's ministry this Saturday at 4 p.m. out at the Metzger residence. If you've got a pistol, hopefully you're over 21, and you bring that out there, and younger guys, you can hopefully borrow somebody that's out there. But definitely make sure you let Brother Jim Helfenstein or myself know or Brother John, and that way we can plan food accordingly. I think we got mostly everybody on Sunday night in our meeting, but we just want to make sure that you are reminded of that, okay? So this Saturday, all of our men say 4 o'clock. Let's say that again, 4 o'clock. That was so deep and manly. I love it. Thank you. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
That's what it sounded like. So, all right. 4 o'clock this Saturday. This Sunday morning, we've got services, Sunday school at 10, morning worship at 11. Bring somebody and be in prayer for our Sunday services. Amen. Praise the Lord. Book of Nehemiah, chapter number 8 and verse 10 is going to be our text tonight. We're going to read just the very, thank you for standing, we're going to read just the very last portion of this verse. Amen. This afternoon I was praying, the Lord placed this on my heart, and just want to preach this for a little while. I want you to read from that semicolon, the very last semicolon. We're going to read that part of the verse, all right? For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let's read that again. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Does anybody tonight need just a fresh touch of the strength of the Lord? Amen. A fresh indwelling of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A fresh touch of His strength that doesn't just help us eke by, but Sister Dirth, we feel like we can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah. Amen. I love that the Lord is able, amen, not only to revive us, but to equip us for the job ahead. Hallelujah. Amen. One more time, let's stretch forth our hands to heaven. Ask the Lord to minister. Heavenly Father, I love You. I'm thankful for You. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that You would come by tonight and minister here at Union Road. Lord, we love You. And God, these people are a great, precious people. And Lord, tonight we need a fresh touch of the Holy Ghost. God, there's families in here that are battling against the enemy. And tonight they need the Holy Ghost to be the fortress around them. Father, we need the joy of the Spirit, God, to flow through us and out of us, Father, so that as we face the world, God, we know, oh God, once again, that Your hand is upon us, and Lord, Your Spirit is in us. God, minister tonight, Lord, by the power of Your Spirit, and we'll give You the praise for it, Lord. In Your name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You can be seated tonight. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, this chapter in Nehemiah is a telling scripture. The children of Israel had turned away once again and had left the Lord, forgotten His ways, Sister Cruz, had turned their back on Him. But the man of God and the Levites got out the word of God, the laws of Moses, Brother Kroger, and began to read them to the people. The Bible said that the people began to be in fear and they hearkened to the word of the Lord. They began to listen intently and they began to be sorrowful. Their hearts melted within them and they had lost their joy because they realized that they had turned their backs upon God. And not only did they begin to be sorrowful and begin to repent, but they begin to go back towards their tents and towards the place of their dwelling. And they were leaving with heavy hearts after hearing the word of the Lord. But before they got away, the man of God and the men that were working with him stopped the people and said, "Listen, God wants you to be convicted of sin. But after He's convicted you, and when your heart has been sorrowful and turned back to Him, it's no longer a time of mourning, but it's a time for joy." Hallelujah. Amen. I've noticed that in life, the times that I've been the lowest have often been the times of my own undoing. Whether through sin or disobedience, I have found myself disconnected from God, as if I could no longer feel Him. Amen. I've come to the house of the Lord before, knowing that in my heart there were things that were dividing me and the Lord, and my hands didn't have the liberty to worship like they used to. My mouth had the voice of a hypocrite as I sang the songs of Zion. Amen. My feet weren't ready to run. Amen. They were locked to the floor because I knew that I had sinned against God. But can I tell you, friend? Amen. My God is a merciful God. He's a mighty good God. And every time I've ever come to Him, Sister Dirth, with a heart of sorrow, with a heart of repentance, every time I've left with the joy of the Lord being my strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The joy of the Lord is something that cannot be duplicated or replicated by any other thing in the world. It is something that only comes from Him. It's something that can only be found in Him. Oftentimes, folks that have known the joy of the Lord have searched high and low, have tried and experimented for many things, amen, to duplicate that feeling of joy, but they can never find it. Amen. God is the only God. Amen. Jesus Christ, Jehovah, is the only God that is able to give you a life of joy. Hallelujah. What is joy? It's a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Amen. It's
delight, and it's jubilation, it's triumph. Amen. It's exaltation and a feeling of rejoicing. It's gladness and an exhilaration. It's exuberance and elation. It's euphoria. Amen. It's bliss. It's ecstasy and it's rapture. Hallelujah. Amen. When I got saved, Sister Tricia, that's exactly how I felt. Amen. When God changed my life, I didn't have enough adjectives to describe it, but that kind of encapsulates it. God changed me, and all of a sudden, I knew what joy was. Glory to God. Do you know the joy of the Lord tonight? Amen. Have you ever experienced the joy of the Lord? Amen. When there was no reason to be joyful, and yet you still had the step, amen, to keep on going. Amen. There was no reason in the world for you to have a song on your heart. Amen. But God woke you up with one anyway. It's the joy of the Lord that's our strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Dale, I'm telling you, when folks don't know God, they don't know joy. It's so sad. This week I've been reminded, and I want to be sensitive to anyone's passing. But you can see that the world can have the highest of highs, can make millions of people laugh, can be one of those that are known as the star of all stars, and yet can still be battling demons inside. Because they have no joy. If only somebody could have told him, there's a joyful place. Amen. I'm telling you, there's friends and family that we have in our lives that they are crying out to know what joy is. And they'll take another hit of that drug. And they'll go to another relationship after another relationship. And they'll take another swig of whiskey because they're trying to find joy. But every time they try it, they find themselves empty. But if they would only know that if they were to turn their lives over to Jesus Christ, that they would find the satisfaction and the joy that their hearts are searching for. Can I tell you tonight, my friend, God loves you tonight. He wants you to know what joy is. He wants you to be satisfied in your life. He wants you to have peace. He wants you to be filled with love. And it only comes from a life that is dedicated to Jesus Christ. God help us. Amen. To let folks know that there's joy available that is not fake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. There's joy and that we can have, and the joy of the Lord is our strength as a believer. Can I tell you, when we are away from His presence, there is only heartache. The synonyms for joy are misery and trials. I never knew that. I never put that together until today as I looked it up. Misery and trials. Brother Brad, when I've ever been away from the Lord, that's exactly how my life has been. Misery and trials. You say, Brother Brian, have you never went through anything since you've been serving Him? Yeah, of course I have. But the difference is the joy of the Lord is our strength. But without Him, it is a life of misery. It's a life of trials. It's a life of sadness and heartache. Amen. We all know individuals that their lives are empty and they're searching for the reality that is true joy. Amen. Tell them, friend. Tell them that the answer is Jesus Christ. He is the joy that we're searching for, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 16 and verse 1 says, "Preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust." Verse 11 of the same chapter said, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you that the pleasure this world has to offer is just a mirage? Young people, hear me. It's not real. Amen. It'll satisfy for a moment, but leave heartache forever. Amen. The joy of the Lord is where the true living is at. Amen. It's the path of life, and there's pleasures forevermore. Amen. That's why even in the mundane, even in the routine of serving the Lord, when it's not exciting, there's still joy. Hallelujah. You know, that's really, in essence, why a lot of people leave, Brother Jerry. Because they don't feel what they wanted to feel or think it should be. And so because they're so used to living on an emotional level, when that emotion is no longer there, they begin to search again for something else to satisfy the emotion. But a true heart that is dedicated to serving the Lord, they'll have joy even when it's boring. And they'll have joy even when it's hard. And there will be joy there even when sadness should be what we're feeling. You see, we do face things. But the Bible said that He turns my sorrow into dancing. He turns my mourning into joy. Amen. God is faithful to us. And when we are faithful to Him, He gives us an abundant living lifestyle. Hallelujah. What are you facing tonight? What are you so encumbered with that the thought of turning back is on your mind? Can I tell you, you can make it. Hallelujah. We're going to make it, church. Glory to God. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. He carries us through the hard times. He sustains us through the low valleys. He gives us victory when we see no possible way for victory. The joy of the Lord is our strength. In closing tonight, John chapter 15, verse 1, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Hallelujah. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire. They are burned. But if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Glory to God. Oh, you're loved tonight. Amen. There's a God in heaven that's keenly aware of where you're at tonight. He loves you. Glory to God. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. Brother Aaron, it dawned on me today, the only reason I can have joy in me is because he put it there and it's his. Hallelujah. Amen. I've often heard before, the devil stole my joy. Can I tell you something? If it's Jesus' joy, the devil can't touch it. Glory to God. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. We've got to hold on to him, because when we are connected to the vine, amen, and we begin to bear fruit, we begin to show the joy of the Lord to those around us. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is attractive to those who are needing joy. Glory to God. Amen. Tonight, my friend, be encouraged. There's strength for you here. Amen. There's joy for you here at the altar. Amen. Don't leave tonight without touching the Master. Amen. Say, Brother Brian, I haven't felt joy in a long time. Get reconnected to Jesus tonight. That's not a slam on you. Amen. Don't take that as a slam. Amen. That's the only way. Just find him. He's here. Reach out for him. Just like in Nehemiah, when they were sorry and sorrowful, God gave them joy. And tonight, amen, the place to start to look for joy is repentance. The second place is maybe you haven't done anything at all, but life is hard, and it's hard to fake being happy when there's trials all around you. It just is. Doesn't mean you're a hypocrite. That means you're human. Glory to God. Sister Norvell, he give us joy in the middle of the trial. Glory to God. Amen. Has anybody, this is where our participation comes in, and we're going to stand. Have you ever been in a place where you were faced with trial, but you felt the joy of the Lord strengthening you in spite of the trial? Let me see you wave your hand at me. Hallelujah. Have you ever been there when you were brokenhearted, but God came by and he gave you a song and he turned your sorrow into dancing? Has anybody ever been there? Hallelujah. Have you ever been there when you were so low and all you could say was, Lord, I need one more touch? And he came by and he touched your spirit. Have you ever been there? I've been there. Hallelujah. So I'd like to remind you tonight that the same God, amen, or the God that is the same yesterday is the God that's the same today. And he's the God that'll be the same forever. And so tonight, if you need joy and your heart is longing for true happiness, you are not happy. You're not satisfied, and you're longing for real joy. I want to tell you tonight, friend, come to these altars. We use these steps as an altar. Amen. Call out to Jesus. He hears you. Amen. You need Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. You need him to be the center of your life. We've got to have him. Amen. Being lifted up above every high place in our heart, sitting upon the throne of our heart, being the only thing that we serve, and you will find the joy that you're looking for. Let's stand tonight, please. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Cruz, would you come tonight? Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I want to invite you tonight, if you need joy, amen, if you need a fresh touch from the Lord, if you need an encounter with God, join us at these altars tonight. Amen. Everyone that can, let's come find a place to pray. Amen. Let's call out to the Lord. He is here. He wants to minister to you. He can give you strength tonight. He can give you joy. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you that your joy is ever present. Your touch is ever present. Oh, glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus, minister to your people tonight. God, if there's someone here that is needing a real encounter with you, Lord, minister to their heart tonight. Oh, God, minister tonight, Jesus. Oh, God, give an encounter tonight. Lord, help me, God, not to fake the joy, but Lord, to search for the true joy, the joy of the Lord. Oh God, help my heart to be hungry. Help my spirit to desire the truth. Minister tonight.